So, all hail the Denver Nuggets. They win the NBA title, their first in history. I'm going to start this with, you're going to hear from Nikola Jokic in a second, but I'm going to start this with more of a big picture comment on the game. And it was close. Miami was right there in the fourth quarter and they had the lead at one point. They took the lead with, I don't know, like 5 minutes to go or something like that. They could have easily won the game. But Miami lost this game in the first half when Jokic and Gordon and who is it, Murray, whoever, they had like half their team in foul trouble. And you were the better team. And you got to halftime and you were only up seven. That was a problem. When you are the better team and the opening is presented to you as Denver presented the opening, if you don't bash the door down, you're going to lose. And we're watching the game and my son is avidly rooting for Miami. And I wanted Miami to make it a series. And he's talking about how great Miami, like, Jack, it's just a 5-point game.
Yeah.
They're kicking Denver's rear end here, but they're not getting anything out of it. Miami had to be up 18 points at halftime. That's the way the game was presented to them. But they weren't. And that was always going to be a problem. It took 6 minutes of the third quarter to flip the game completely. It's all it took, 6 minutes. And Denver wasn't even good in the third quarter.
Sad.
I'm not sure Denver was really good at offensively anyway, at any point in the game. Anyway, Nikola Jokic, MVP of the series, 30 points, 14 rebounds, 7 assists. These are the averages. He shot 58% from the field, 42% from three-point range, 84% from the line. He averaged a block and a half per game. Here's Jokic, because now we can't be just content with what we just saw.
Right.
Like, can we do it again?
5 hours ago.
Here's Jokic on can they do it again.
To be honest, I don't think about the next year. I'm going to ask the coach to give me a couple weeks more off so I can be ready for the season. That's supposed to be a joke, and you didn't laugh. Good job, guys. Yes, but, you know, We have a, but it's not the starting unit, guys. For real, it's the whole team. Like I said, since day one in San Diego, it was something different about this team. I felt it some different energy, and every day since that day, I had the same feeling. So, I'm not really optimistic guy, but that gave me a hope that we can do something.
Yeah, of course. They could. They have an outstanding team. They don't figure to lose much off of that current roster if they lose any key pieces off that roster going forward. I loved Aaron Gordon in the series. I'm not sure he wasn't their most important player, not named Nikola Jokic. And that is with the fact that Jamal Murray had an outstanding series. He wasn't always like a prolific scorer, but he averaged 10 assists. Now, Murray, like, I guess the famous story is that when he tore his ACL a couple years ago, he wasn't sure if the team was going to keep him. He thought that they were going to get rid of him. So, and he didn't have a great start to the season. But here's Jamal Murray.
You could hear it in the crowd. Just the excitement, you know. We have the best home court for a reason. I just felt like, you know, all season long, even the past couple seasons, we were hurt. You know, they were just there for us. When we didn't have the energy, they brought us energy. They gave me energy. Like, they gave me energy to come out and do an arrow or make a couple shots or show a little bit more emotion than normal. You know, like, they would really help me going. That's why everybody loves to play at home. I can't, you know, shout out these fans enough. I just so happy for the city of Denver, Cronkies. You know, we really, really earned this one. And, it's surreal to see it through.
Look, Murray was clearly emotional after the game. There's a lot. You win a title, and you're going to be emotional about it. I want to get back to Jokic here in a second, though. But with all the things that he went through, you know, the doubts about his own ability, doubts whether his team would keep him, this was obviously a very emotional thing. He's an outstanding player, an outstanding player. Real quick about Jokic, did you see the interview on the court after the game where they asked him, you know, about it? How do you feel? You just won a title. He goes, I feel good. The job is done. Now we can all go home.
Right.
And he just made the joke in the in that little soundbite we played. He's got a great sense of humor. He loves to play around. So he was just deadpanned on the court. We finished the job. Now we can go home.
Yeah, we're done here.
It's tremendous. Just like he is every man.
Well, those questions, how do you feel after you just won the championship? I feel bad. Like, no, of course you feel great.
What's going through your mind?
We just won. This is awesome.
Yeah, all of those questions, they're...
Yeah.
I mean, I get it.
They have to ask, I know, but...
We just... What are you feeling right now?
Yeah. And then you get him, you know, throwing a little jokey out there.
He's very funny.
Yeah.
Absolutely very funny. The Nuggets were trash from three-point range. They were worse from the free throw line until they weren't.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6 liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4 inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
Their percentages in the first three quarters, I think they were under 10% from three-point range. They were basically 50% from the free throw line until the fourth quarter rolled around. And then, all of a sudden, nothing mattered. It was just like the first three quarters weren't even a thing. And they pulled away. Jimmy Butler, for all that he did in the first three rounds of the playoffs, this was not a NBA Finals that Jimmy Butler is going to put, you know, on the mixtape. He certainly had his moments, and he scored 13 straight points for Miami in the fourth quarter that put them in the lead. But ultimately, he made two really bad decisions late. One was not trying to score when he was right near the rim. Now, did he pass for an open shot in the corner to Max Strus? Yeah, but that was the wrong play. Jimmy, just go up. At the very least, you're going to get fouled. And then he got caught in too deep, threw the ball away. It went the other way for, it was either a layup or a foul. Didn't matter at that point. That was the end of the game. And Miami didn't even make Denver play it out. You know, the last 14 seconds, Miami just went, all right, we're good. We're fine. But with 24 seconds left and Miami having the ball down three, they did not need a three. But they jacked up a three right away. I'm like, that?
We're going with that?
Eric Spoelstra's the best coach in the NBA. No way that's what you came up with.
And they
did. Hey, quick, get it to Jimmy and let him just turn and chuck one at the rim. There was 24 seconds left, not 2.4. Miami's end of game was bad, but Denver was better throughout. Bam Adebayo was excellent early, couldn't sustain it. They need more. Is Tyler Hero the answer? Don't know. We'll talk about all of this with Jay Williams a little bit later on. It has been a very strong 18 months for Stan Kroenke, the owner of the Denver Nuggets. Been a very strong 18 months. Think about this. The Rams, he owns them. They won the Super Bowl February of 2022, right? The Avalanche won the Stanley Cup last year. Arsenal in the Premier League. Got back into Champions League football.
This, look at that. Right?
I mean, for the first time, it was like, I don't know, 6-7 years, something like that, since Arsenal has been in Champions League. And I look, I know you could say they choked away the Premier League. In a way, they did. I'm not arguing that. But they finished second, and they probably, if you looked at their roster, they had some holes in the roster, certainly behind their first 11. But they had a great year. And the Nuggets just won an NBA title. So that's three championships and a spot in Champions League football all in a span of 18 months.
Not
too bad.
It's
actually less than 18 months. It's more. It's closer to 16 months.
Wow.
That is incredible. One owner. And as I will like to remind people, let's all remember that Stan Kroenke, with the help of the NFL commissioner Roger Goodell, completely screwed over St. Louis. Screwed over a city. But who cares, right? Nobody cares except for the people in St. Louis. Nobody cares about them. The Rams got to their palace in L.A. It's the only thing that matters. We don't care about, like, actual citizens and cities. Yeah, but that, it's a good run for Stan Kroenke. So there you go. We've got the Stanley Cup Finals scheduled for tonight. If you are listening in Raleigh, we will have it right here on 99.9 The Fan. Little football stuff here. Because we have running backs in the news, and I'm going to ask, going to pose a question. We'll get to this with Will Brinson later in the show as well. But real quick, couple of quick things about the NFL. First, Saquon Barkley. I mean, Giants took him number two overall, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Or 5 years ago. He was going to play, the Giants franchise tagged him. He says he will not play on the franchise tag. He will not report to minicamp until he has a contract. He says, I'm not trying to be the highest paid running back. Well, let's let him assess the running back market, shall we?
But what I will say about the running back market and the value of it, when do you think it's going to happen? You know, they tagged the top three guys. We didn't get a chance to hit the open market. So when we don't get a chance to hit the open market, it hurts a guy like Miles. It hurts all those other guys. They put the cap at 10. And then when they have the tag, they have all the leverage. And that's the reality of it. But there's a personal side of it, too. There's a human side of it, too. And going off back to the question what Kim said, how I felt like that, their diminishing what I've done since 2018, I'm not saying that, but everyone will talk about the running back market and this and that and the third. Every team is different. Like, everyone, there's a thing that goes up, and I think you mentioned it before, about, oh, quarterbacks in the Super Bowl and how many rushing yards, the top rusher. But every team is not, like, every team, Pat Mahomes is a two-time Super Bowl MVP, two-time MVP. And, like, this is, not everybody have Pat Mahomes, and this is no knock to Daniel Jones, so don't even try to flip like that. And then you look at the Eagles who play, Jalen Hurts, a great quarterback, that team is amazing, but every team is not the Eagles. Every team don't have that much talent. And when you come to my situation, come to me personally, I feel like that I helped our team a lot. I feel like not only on the field, but off the field. I feel like as a leader, I feel like obviously there's conversation of my numbers going down. I think there's a whole lot of other stuff that happened to play as NFL. You know, we were a one-dimensional team in the beginning of the season. We were running the ball. We have a great coach. We played Detroit Lions. They came in, bust that ass, stopped me. We had to switch it up. And we have a great coach with Days and with Cav. And we had a whole new game plan. We came out and found a way to get the job done and make it to the playoffs. But going to the running back market, when you talk about the running back, no, I don't agree with that. I think that it's not fair because I don't think Tennessee Titans is a great team, but Derrick Henry's one of those guys on the team. San Fran's a great team, but Christian McCaffrey's one of those guys on the team. Josh Jacobs, the list goes on and on. And I think when you talk about the New York Giants, I think even Pierce came out and said it. I have a lot of respect in this league, and I think that's how it should be viewed.
All right. Every team is different. Every situation is different. I think the bigger picture here is how the National Football League looks at running backs. And I'm not sure that there will ever be another big money contract offered to a running back.
No.
It is such a disposable position. What I think you'll see is running backs like Saquon Barkley. Now, he might be the last of a dying breed. Is he going to get a three-year deal worth $40 million? Maybe. I just can't see a lot of it being guaranteed. He does have a little bit of an injury history, although he was great last year. Christian McCaffrey, he got the big deal.
Yeah.
Right? He did. The weird thing is that McCaffrey got the big deal, didn't have an injury history at the time, and then developed one. Now, I don't believe McCaffrey is really an injury risk any more than any other running back is. But every running back is an injury risk. And because the position is so disposable, I just can't. It's bad business to give away a lot of money to a position where let's just plug this guy in we got in the fourth round who can run. We have too much of that in the NFL. Too much of it. Whether it's wasting a first-round pick, and I realize the teams that draft running backs in the first round don't feel like they have wasted it, but boy, 3 years down the road when you're looking for another running back, I can't help but think that was a wasted pick.
Yeah.
It is a rarity, I think, when you'll see the running back position really have some staying power. Barkley could be different. I don't know. But I think what you're going to see is the likes of Dalvin Cook and Ezekiel Elliott, they can help teams on probably one-year deals. If I was a kid, if I was a running back in high school, and there's something cool about being a running back, right?
Yeah, sure.
Especially in high school and in college, you get the ball a lot. But I would want to go to a place where I didn't have to play. As in mm-hmm. college. I would want to go to a place where, oh, they don't need me to play as a freshman, or just play me as a junior. Let me play 1 year and get out of here. Because there are only so many carries you can take. There is such a shelf life for players at that position. It is so difficult. Emmett Smith is giving Ezekiel Elliott advice on moving forward in his career.
The one thing I would say to any young player, including the ones that you mentioned, is you're not a star yet. You're not a GOAT yet. And you're not great yet. You have to win championships in order to become all of that. Yes, you're on the most visible football team in the entire world. And you're playing with a great organization. But your greatness is when you finish. And you finish well. In order to become a legendary, you have to eliminate all of these things that we're talking about. Period. Outside of that, you can be living in the shadows of what came before you.
Yeah, Ezekiel Elliott will never be the best running back in Dallas Cowboys history. That's Emmett Smith. Emmett, who was one of the rare long-term running backs. There just aren't that many.
No.
You don't have many Emmett Smiths, LaDainian Tomlinsons, Adrian Petersons of the world. Heck, the closest thing we have to it in today's NFL is Derrick Henry.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just, we just don't have many that year after year after year. Like Le'Veon Bell found out about it that you can't even take time off. But the franchise tag, there's a bigger conversation about how evil the franchise tag is. Because it flat out is. If I were the head of the NFL Players Association, it would be not my number one goal to get rid of the franchise tag. Have that eliminated from the collective bargaining agreement. Because it essentially allows teams to, you can only do it with one player, but it allows a team to say to a Saquon Barkley, yeah, we're not committing to you for more than a year. I know you're not under contract right now, but because we have offered you the franchise tag, you're our property.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.
I mean, as soon as they offer you the tag, it's not like you can go out and shop.
Yeah.
You can't. You either play on the tag or you don't play.
Gives you the warm and fuzzies.
So it's a terrible, terrible part of the CBA from a player's perspective. Awful. Now, there's a lot of things about the NFL collective bargaining agreement that are bad. That's, to me, the worst of them. The 5-year contract length for, they call them rookie deals. They ain't rookie deals. More than half the players in the league don't see the end of the rookie deal. So, but I would guarantee, if I were DeMaurus Smith, the first thing I would want to do would be to get rid of the franchise tag. Because while there is money involved, there's no security involved. And NFL player, any player, would want security almost over anything else.
The new Chevy Silverado HD puts you in command. Own strength with its enhanced available Duramax 6.6-liter turbo diesel V8. Own the lake with its available advanced towing technology. And own technology with an available 13.4-inch diagonal touchscreen. The new Chevy Silverado HD. Own work, own play, own life. Learn more at Chevy.com. Find new roads. Chevrolet.